Shall we start with Frank Sinatra? Was there any star bigger than Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board? I had the pleasure of watching Frank in concert in Indianapolis in front of 17,000 people in 1974. Sam Butera and the Witnesses were playing some hot licks in front of him. Pat Henry, the stand-up comedian, warmed up the audience. And then, of course, it was Mr. Sinatra himself. And he was sensational. The crowd went wild. It was all of your expectations delivered right there, and live and in person. I had taken my wife, my mom, and dad with me, and we all enjoyed this wonderful experience of seeing Frank Sinatra. It was one of the best nights of our lives. Later, I was working the Golden Nugget as part of the Comedy Store, where we worked for about a year, on and off. And in between our jobs at the Golden Nugget would be Frank Sinatra. I'd ask the stagehand, Bill, does Frank Sinatra really drink as much as they say he does? He says, man, does he drink? He said, one time I walked into the green room and Frank is pouring a Jack Daniels in a tumbler. And I caught him, and it was quite a big drink. And I looked at him and Frank said, do you see this stuff? It killed my old man and I'm getting even. He told me that Frank had teleprompters all over the stage. And I know this is true because my friend Joe Delaney, the critic from the Las Vegas Sun, who's known Frank for years and years and years, told me he couldn't review Frank anymore. He said Frank had teleprompters all around him, but he would forget where he was at in the song. He wasn't singing well. And of course, he said Frank was drinking. Of course, by that time, people came just to see Frank Sinatra. And hey, if it worked for them and it worked for Frank, what can I tell you? Joe also told me how cantankerous Frank had become in his old age. He said one time Frank said to him, Joe, I want you to go with me to this concert. So he said, sure, Frank, that's no problem. He said, so I arrive in time. We have a couple of drinks. We get in Frank's private jet. We're sitting there on the runway, and all of a sudden, Frank picks up the phone and calls the pilot and says, why aren't we leaving? He says, well, Mrs. Sinatra hasn't arrived yet, Mr. Sinatra. He said, did she know what time she was supposed to be here? He said, of course, Mr. Sinatra. He said, then screw her. Let's go. Actually, he didn't say screw her. He used another word, but I don't want to use that language. The plane was ordered to leave, and as the jet is getting ready to take off, there comes Barbara's limo pulling up on the tarmac. And Joe said, Frank, that's your wife. He said, don't worry about it. Have another Jack Daniels. So that's the kind of guy Frank was. I worked with a gentleman named Bob Johnson, who worked with Frank Sinatra in Australia. Bob is a trumpet player, and told me a wonderful story. He said they loved working with Frank Sinatra. Frank had these wonderful, wonderful arrangements. And he said the way this would work is Frank Jr. was the conductor. He would come in and rehearse the orchestra in the afternoon. And then when it was time to do the show, the band would be assembled, of course, and playing. And when it was time for Frank, he would pull up in a limousine, and they knew it was Frank because a red carpet was laid out, all the guards were there, and Frank would march out and walk right on. He said it was amazing to see how well orchestrated Frank had this whole operation laid out. He would walk out to the tune of Where or When. And he said it was timed so perfectly, it was incredible. He said, so we're playing there in Australia. I believe it was Melbourne. And he said the concert was going great. And of course, Frank would end the concert with My Way. During the rehearsal that afternoon, the lead violinist had a little trouble with the ending of My Way. And they worked on it quite a bit. However, he said that evening as they're playing My Way and Frank is into it, just as they get ready for the big dramatic finish where you hear just a couple chords from the violin, the violinist messed up and messed up bad. And he said, Frank turned around, walked over to the violinist, leaned over and said, they call it practice. Turned back to the audience and said, I did it my way. He said the audience got up on their feet. They were applauding. Everybody's going crazy. Frank takes one bow and Frank is out of there. And of course, the audience is standing and applauding, but Frank is gone. Just as Frank arrives at the last minute to begin the concert, he leaves at the first minute to get out of the concert. And this fact was confirmed to me via information from a gentleman named Wiley, who runs a comedy club in Dayton, Ohio, who is a good friend of Tom Dreesen. Tom Dreesen, who was the opening act for Mr. Frank Sinatra for many, many a year. Tom Dreesen relayed to Wiley the following story, that when Frank would finish a concert, he would leave the concert hall, get into a limousine, go right to the airport, and fly away, and actually be flying around the city drinking Jack Daniels, laughing about the fact that everybody was still there applauding, probably waiting around for his autograph. Tom Dreesen also tells another story that Wiley relays that I love, which is that he was staying with Frank in Palm Springs. And he said sometimes Frank would just go, hey, Tom, let's go get a drink. And they would go to some little place because Frank didn't like going to the bigger places because he would be bothered by people and autograph hounds and what have you. And he said, so we went into some little joint in Palm Springs and we're at the bar, we're drinking. And he said, a lady walks in, walks up to the bartender and says, do you have a jukebox? He said, madam, I'm sorry to say we don't have a jukebox. Tom said, Frank turned to the lady and said, hey, lady, I'll sing for you. And she looked at him head to toe and said, no thanks, and walked out of the place. He said, myself, the bartender, and Frank all looked at each other, and we all started laughing because, of course, she didn't realize he was Frank Sinatra. Or maybe she did.